T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, now, yeah, I guess it's not very long now until we hear the chimes of the ice cream man rolling through town and everybody rushing out on a hot day to get ice cream. You know, I went to school in Waco, Texas, which I've told the audience on many occasions, and I still remember the little jingle for Blue Bell ice cream. Blue Bell, best ice cream in the country. And I had no idea what Blue Bell ice cream was when I started as a freshman at Baylor. I was very familiar with it by the time I graduated as a senior. Jenny is with us from Blue Bell, which is re-entering the Richmond market after a little bit of unpleasantness. And let's just get the negative stuff out of the way. Or maybe it's a positive story because, you know, I admire companies that own up to problems, deal with them aggressively, and then keep on trucking. So I was not on the air when the Listeria issue occurred. When was that?
Well, we had a total voluntary recall of our products in April of 2015. And you're right. We think today is a really positive story. Mm-hmm. We started rolling back into the market on Monday. Mm-hmm. Our trucks are on the road. Our drivers are back. They're delivering products to local stores. And we're really excited to be back.
So why did it take 4 years? And what did you do to make sure, as best as anybody can, another problem doesn't crop up? I mean, it's not unique to you. I know, you know, every day I probably get a press release about some problem with some product out there. So I don't want to beat up on you all too much. But tell me what you did to fix it.
Sure. Well, you know, we never want ice cream to be a cause of concern. So it's really important for us that we're producing a safe product and that our consumers are confident in our ice cream. In April of 2015, when we had our voluntary recall, we took several months to really work in our manufacturing facilities, update our processes, work through employee training, and ensure that we're making a safe product. So knowing that timeline, it would take some time for us to get back into all of our distribution area. We had to build product and build up inventory and slowly expand what would be available. Mm-hmm. So we always knew that we wanted to return to Richmond. In this area, we have incredible fans, incredible support. So it's just taken some time as we've expanded our distribution area, and we're back here now.
And is everything that we're tasting here in the Richmond area, is it made nearby, or do you have refrigerated trucks that bring it up from Texas? How is that done?
Right. So we actually have 3 production facilities, one in Texas, which that's where we started. Mm-hmm. And we have another in Oklahoma and in Alabama. So all of those products help support all of our territories.
Now, you're not national.
We're not national. We're still a Southern brand based in Texas. We're in about 22 states now, as far west as Arizona. And then this is about as far northeast as we are.
Well, that's perfect.
I know.
Let's let the Yankees, you know, be envious of the ice cream, right?
Right, right.
So I was looking up at the TV monitor and saw all the anchors on all the different channels. You're doing a good job here. Now, you have not brought me ice cream. I have to point out that the radio guys who don't get to show it on the air, there is no ice cream here in front of me. We'll have to fix that.
No food in studio.
Okay.
No.
Is that the supposed rule?
No.
What flavors are out there as you roll out here in Richmond?
Well, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 different flavors available in our half gallons, pints. We have 3-ounce cups and a few different snack items also.
So you're full on.
We're full on, but our number one seller is homemade vanilla. It really is a traditional flavor. It tastes like homemade ice cream. Mm. This year is actually its 50th anniversary. So.
Well, I think that's what I first tried that everybody was so excited
about
in Dallas and Waco.
You probably did those Dr. Pepper floats there in
Waco. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
it is
Dr.
Pepper. We have to, you know, homemade. What? Where some schools had like... beer bashes because Baylor's a big Baptist university and you're not allowed to drink, supposedly.
Right.
We'd have the Dr. Pepper float hour. Right.
At, 10 and 2, I think.
at the student student center right there. Okay. You know what you're talking about.
I do.
Jenny, I appreciate it. And I know a lot of people will be very excited that Bluebell is back, you know, in the South and here in Richmond starting this week. Really appreciate you sharing that with us. And
thank you.
I'm going to be sitting here waiting for my... just a little cup.
Just a little
cup. I'm on
a
diet, so I'll do the little cup.
We'll bring
cup.
You a little cup of each flavor.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, that sounds good, too. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.